Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
Did he miss the mark on this one? What happened recently, Mark?
So we were out Saturday night. Downtown Smyrna had a big event, a concert, a band was playing. I was out with my wife, Gretchen, my daughter, Caroline. We are in line to get Caroline's face painted. Probably about 20 people in line. I noticed about three couples in front of us. Ah, crap. There's an ex-girlfriend.
An ex-girlfriend. Now, and his ex-girlfriend with her family, too?
She had her husband and their daughter as well. So I knew she was there.
How long ago, ex-girlfriend, is this? Are we talking high school sweetheart?
No,
or are we talking like right before you met your wife?
Probably within 6 months before I met my wife, Gretchen. So it was probably one of the last ones before I shut it down.
And Mark grew up in Smyrna. So he's like, I mean, these little like...
run into them a lot out.
Field mines are going to go off quite a bit.
That's a great way to put it.
As you're walking through Smyrna.
So Caroline's in line. My daughter's like, I'm going to get a mermaid. I'm so excited. And I'm going, I don't know how I'm going to have this conversation. What like, do I do here?
Dad's got to go to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, what? Honey, you need another beer? Let me go get you one. I'll be back in 45 minutes. So, and we probably waited in line for close to 30 minutes, but it felt like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because I'm mentally going through my head. All right, what happens when Amy turns around? That is her name. What happens when she turns around? Because the kids are all running around. Inevitably, the kids are going to bump into each other, and she's going to turn around. We're going to make eye contact. Oh, hey, how are you? Haven't seen you. It's all cute. You're all happily married and everything. That's awesome. So I'm playing this conversation in my head over and over, and I have two things that keep coming back to me. Number one, if I was in Gretchen's situation and she had an ex-boyfriend that was in front of us, would I want to know? And number two, how do I, if we do end up talking, how do I introduce her? Do I say, Gretchen, this is my friend and old friend Amy, or this is, oh yeah, we dated a long time ago, and laugh it off.
Yeah, you don't want to give her a title.
No.
So all this is playing out in your head. Like, how do you handle it?
What do we do? What do we do?
Yeah.
What happens? So the, I don't know, 20 minutes goes by, and her kid gets a little mermaid or whatever painted on her face. And then Caroline's up next. And we're like, all right, here we go. And she turns around and we make eye contact. I'm like, hey, how are you? I didn't know you were in line for the past hour. That's how you doing. And her kid's like, hey, look at this. I got my face. But oh, you look adorable. That's great. All right, cool. Hey, good to see you. All right. And they went their way. And I went, oh, thank God.
So your wife did not have to have an interaction?
Gretchen goes, who is that?
And you said?
Old friend of mine.
Old friend of mine. Did he miss the mark on this one? 404-263-0941. Are you obligated to explain who your ex is to your spouse when you run into them? We need your guidance coming up next. 404-263-0941.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
Atlanta Star 94.1. 404-263-0941. Did he miss the mark on this one? What happened, Owens?
So over the weekend, downtown Smyrna concert, in line to get face painted with my wife and my daughter, and two people in front of us was an old girlfriend. As they walked away, we said hello to each other. How you doing? Good to see you. Gretchen says, well, who is that? An old friend.
All right. I feel very, very strongly about this, which I will share with you in a moment. But did he miss the mark on this? Hey, Heather in Dallas. Welcome to the show. Hey, Heather. She dropped out. Kathleen is calling from Hampton. Hey, Kathleen.
Hi, y'all. So I totally think he missed the mark on this. Just in case they happen to run into each other after the fact, and maybe you're not around, some details of the old past life may come up, and it may throw your wife for a loop, because this has totally happened to me, and I had no idea how to respond to it.
Yeah, it does catch you off guard. You don't know what to say. It is a little bit awkward, but...
We didn't have a long conversation, in my defense. We didn't have a long conversation. It was, hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
No.
All right.
No.
Happy family.
I'm telling you
right
now.
Go on your way.
There is no defense. And Kathleen's right. You totally missed the mark on this. Your spouse cannot not be aware of what's going on. I said that wrong. No secrets is what I mean. Like, you cannot keep a secret from your spouse like that. Like, they should not be the one in the room without the information. Because that puts that other person, that ex, in a position of power. Because they know something more than your wife does.
Had we been in a more intimate situation, like one-on-one, not in a crowd of 1,500 people.
No.
It was a
no
pass
excuse.
By, how you doing? Because maybe I was trying to protect my wife. So
no.
She didn't have to look at her and be
no.
like, I wonder how long they dated. I wonder what if they still talk. I wonder if they're still Facebook friends. I don't want Gretchen's night to be ruined by having to look at that other one and say, oh, he went out with her.
No.
Okay, what's her story?
I think it's opposite of that. I think her night is ruined if she ever finds out that this was somebody you introduced her to, but you didn't tell her the truth. To me, that's worse. Curtis, what do you think about this?
I agree with Mark. I completely agree with Mark.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason why, if Mark would have said, you know, Gretchen, that was my ex-girlfriend. Now, to me, that would have ruined Gretchen's night, because now she's going to dissect the situation.
You are this person, wrong.
Of what this person looked like. Seriously, she's going to compare herself to this person.
No way.
And then for weeks to come, because this is what women do.
You
dissect the situation. You're going to bring it up again. Oh, did you eat?
But who cares?
Here?
It's the truth. It's out there. Then there's no secrets. Then there's no skeletons in your closet. She has exes, too. You think your wife doesn't have any ex-boyfriends?
And when I have to meet one of them, I spend the entire time going, he looks like a jerk. I hate him already. I don't even know him, but I hate him.
Exactly. You dissect the situation.
I think you missed the mark on this, and I think tomorrow morning you tell your wife the truth on the radio.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.